Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Drew Bo goes, I don't like kneeling during the anthem, but I also don't like being butthurt. Ouch. So if you want to bring attention, okay, Kaepernick, as a hero, choose B-Flow, UD, and 3-Wade. Yes, but Drubo, it was during the anthem. It was not during the game. Those are the people that drive me crazy. Oh, I don't want kneeling during my game. There was no kneeling during the game. And they weren't taking a shot at the anthem, Drubo. It wasn't a shot at the military. It wasn't a shot at the flag. It was what we have just witnessed.
Speaking, wasn't
in
one
the
of the
last couple of weeks, which made a lot of sense.
Wasn't one of the guys.
I hope people are more understanding of it. You know what I mean?
The original group that knelt with Kaepernick, wasn't one of their fathers military guy? The group in San Francisco, the couple of players that knelt with them, I want to say one of them had come from a military family.
I'm not sure. I'm sure lots of people did, but
I want to say that that was the scenario.
You might be right.
It's all about, hey man, it ain't against the military, it ain't against the flag. It's to bring attention to a bad situation.
Right. Let's see. Talkin Chit says, kneel on your own time. You are dressed for work, and they can protest in their work, bro. Talkin, you can't protest. That's your sorry ass problem. They can. And it's their time, buddy. It's their sport. It's their career. You're just a fan. You don't want to watch? Don't watch. But it's their right. They can actually protest. They have that power. It's what we were talking about. But Tal Ken, you don't have that power. Too bad, bro. Too bad. That's it. Oh, you can't kneel in your job? That's your fault, bro. Not mine. They can. They can kneel. They can protest. They can do what they want. And it doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't get anything in the way. Those of you that get butt hurt, I question more you guys than I question them. Because what they're doing means really it doesn't get in the way of anything whatsoever. It's a peaceful protest. And if you don't respect that, then you're just as bad as the cops that get out of control. The difference is you just don't have the power of the baton. I'm afraid if you did. 786-322-1105. Josh says, oh, fix the audio. Your mic. I can't do anything. That's just the internet, man.
Yeah.
It's just an internet thing.
Being a pain in the butt today, bro.
Yeah. So can't do anything about that. Today, I guess, remember, there's just more people home, you know, and so more people are using the internet, and not that I have 400. I know I'm Hispanic, and normally, by law, we're supposed to have 406 people in the house. We only have 399, so it's not as many people using the internet in this house, but it's the neighborhood.
I'm going to blame it on the dogs and all their tablets and everything, bro.
Yeah. I don't know if you're censoring your words, oh. Yeah, that's probably what it is. The police joining the protest was great to see because hating all cops is not the answer. Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen to that. Definitely. But what we have to do, unfortunately, we now have to put pressure on the good cops. We have to put pressure on the chiefs. We have to put pressure on the people that are around these bad cops, and they need to expose those bad cops, and we need to reward the people that get rid of good cops. I mean, bad cops. Okay. Those good cops, they don't need to be picked on. They need to be rewarded. They need to be held to, you know, a higher standard and say, hey, you know, this, or set as an example, this is how you do things. It's what Chris Rock said. There are certain things that can't have bad apples. You can't have a bad pilot and you can't have a bad cop. People die. You know, it's just unacceptable. Oh, it's a couple bad apples. No, man, there can't be one bad apple. If there's one, it's way too many. The problem is there are tons all across this country because every precinct has them. Like I said before, just think about your history and you'll know one of your friends contributed to being a bad cop. Okay? Just or an acquaintance or somebody you kind of knew.
You know what they need to do, man, is every police department right now, this is priority one, weeding out the bad cops. That would be a first step in the right direction, man.
Okay.
Well, right?
Yeah.
Priority one, get rid of all the bad ones right now.
Well, it won't be that easy.
Of course.
You got to start.
But you got to start. Yeah, exactly.
Got to start.
Yep.
Got to start somewhere. NorCal says, I haven't heard any problems with the audio today. Oh, well, maybe it's some of you out there. Maybe your internet got a little funky, too. You know, it could be. It may not be my internet. It might be your internet that might be a little funky, too.
I'm seeing you lock up a couple times over here. On the feed.
I haven't noticed it myself on mine, but, you know, whatever. They say it's bandwidth, not the mic. I believe it's Bill with the damn pizza. I agree, Drubo.
Why do we have to mention pizza? Now I want a Steve's.
Yes. You got to get that gigabit internet. Oh, I got the fast-ass internet, bro. Because that's the only way the serious people allow you to connect. You got to have that high-speed internet. So I have it. Sometimes it's not like specifically me. You know what I mean? It might be the area. There might be some heavy usage. There might be something. It might be in your part, too. You never know. We need to be united and not live in fear. Amen, man. Let's see. let me see. What do we have here? Man, anyone else getting a Pellegrino vibe from Tall Canton? Let's see. I'll be honest. I support and respect justified protests 100%. I just hate it during sport events because I look at it as 3 hours escape from all the issues going on in the world. Yeah, George, but they're not going on during the 3 hours. It's just going on in pregame. It's just during the national anthem. It's not a big deal. All you got to do is turn on the game at kickoff. That's it. If you don't want to even... If it bothers you that much just to see it, then just wait for the kickoff. After the kickoff, it's not like they, let's stop the game for a kneeling. No, it doesn't go on. It's just during the national anthem. Big deal. Hey, they were getting to a point where some weren't even showing the national anthem just so they didn't show the kneeling, and they moved on. It's not a big deal, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. What else do we have here? Pat Nashville, wait till the NFL season starts. I predict lots of players will be kneeling now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it'll be a lot of white players kneeling this time. You're going to see that now. It's not going to be just the black players now. It'll be the white players kneeling now. Okay? You're going to see a lot of solidarity now on this. Because... finally, some will get over that it has nothing to do with the military and the flag. You'll still have those people that will create whatever narrative they want, even though it has nothing to do with it, but they'll do it anyway.